That is, I think, have been one of the worst things that have actually happened in this country in the last few years in terms of sort of this is what we're going to do and this is a plan we're going to implement. Because basically the biggest problem with it is that you're encouraging people to switch energy supplier, but you can't switch your smart meter along with it. So if you change energy supplier, you might have wasted an afternoon in getting someone to come and install it, but then it's useless when you get another energy supplier anyway. So what a load of rubbish. Mm. And it's adding loads of money to people's bills, you know, to fund it, which you would have just saved by just switching around. And look, if you've got a smart meter, you can have a look at when you turn the kettle on and it spikes up in a little graph on a smart meter. Wow, great. Oh, look, the kettle's costing money. It's a load
surely
of nonsense.
By the time of this rollout, you're going to get the tech on your phone. It's going to be way beyond that, surely.
Well, that would be better, because I must admit, I have a smart meter. And I actually think smart meters are quite good because it means that my bill is accurate all the time. My energy is with Ovo, and when I log on to my Ovo account, it's accurate right up to the moment when I've logged on. That is the plus side of the smart meter. The negative side of the smart meter is the seeing how much money I'm using if I turn the kettle on, because to be honest, my smart meter was originally plugged in the kitchen for less than a day because it was in the place where we need to plug in our mobile phones and everything. So I unplugged it, I put it in a cupboard to get it out of the way, and ever since I got my smart meter, it's been unplugged in the back of a cupboard. So I turned my smart meter dumb. But also, I discovered the can't take your smart meter thing with you a while back, and we wrote a story about this probably about a year ago. It's been covered a bit more recently as well, actually, but we did cover this about a year ago. Which, if you switch suppliers, the smart meter that they've come and fitted at great expense is probably redundant, and the new supplier might have to fit a smart meter. And what happens in the meantime? The new supplier will come round and replace your smart meter, potentially with a dumb meter outside. So it just seemed completely crazy to me. So actually, I didn't switch energy supplier because I thought, well, I quite like this accurate billing thing of this smart meter, and no, I'll probably just stay with Ovo.
Isn't that the point, though?
It's a disincentive to
you
switch.
You put one barrier in someone's way when it comes to anything like switching, and of course they switch off.
I tell you what, though.